Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Illinois Senate Republican Leader John Curran, the Republican from Downers Grove, joins us. Leader Curran, thanks for saying hi. How are you today?
I'm very good, John. How are you?
Real good. I appreciate your time. So there it is. We'll just have to see how it goes. The Safety Act passed and the no cash bail provision has withstood judicial review. What should happen next? I understand you want to yet amend it one more time. Is that right?
I do, John. I would like to bring it in line with New Jersey's statute on no cash bail. New Jersey's, we've talked about this for several years ahead of us on this. They have a much more balanced approach. It certainly places public safety paramount in their statutes, and while moving away from cash bail, and there are steps Illinois needs to take to actually get to where New Jersey's at with their pretrial detention statute.
So what would that look like? What would that look like? What are you talking about?
Well, first, John, all felonies would be eligible for detainment. It would still be the prosecutor meeting a burden and would have to file a motion on it. But, right now, because of the approach, and we started with a very small group of crimes that you could be detained, and then with each amendment that's been broadened and
broadened.
Rather than starting whole cloth as New Jersey did, we're still missing things like luring a minor, child abduction. Those are felonies that someone cannot be detained under current Illinois law. Under the dangerousness standard, we talked before about burglary is one that you cannot be detained. Possession of stolen motor vehicle, organized retail crime, theft over $300, or retail theft over $300. Those types of crimes are still out there. If someone is shown to be dangerous, the prosecutor doesn't even have the opportunity to file a motion and show that that person poses a danger to the community at large or a particular individual. Based on where we're at right now in the Illinois law, I'm looking to broaden that. It would have put it all in front of a judge, the judge's full discretion in that regard.
Pardon me, John, but are you saying that in the instances you just described, luring a child into a car, burglary, possession of a stolen vehicle, the judge cannot order those persons detained?
Those first couple, John, under either standard, yes. Possession of stolen motor vehicle, if they're a flight risk, a judge can order someone detained, but not under the community dangerousness standard. He or she cannot. And that is, so those are those gaps. Now, these are class 4 felonies, but those are still gaps.
Okay, but your solution would be, regardless, let's not, try and anticipate every eventuality. Let's just say if it's a felony, the judge automatically has the right to order you detained. Is that what you're asking for?
Under the standard, the prosecutor would have to file the motion. If the prosecutor doesn't file the motion to detain, the judge would not have the ability. And, there would have to be a showing of cause by the prosecutor. They would have to meet the standard in the statute. And, and if a judge believed they did, would be able to detain. Now the current landscape in Illinois on misdemeanors, I think we got it relatively right. It's very strong on domestic violence, stalking, those types of misdemeanor or felony charges. But we still have these gaps. Why not just take that broad approach?
Yeah.
Have some faith in the judicial system. Have some faith in our judges.
John, I want to say this. I mean, just to be clear about this, because everything you're saying seems quite reasonable to me, and I'm sure to our listeners. But, let's still allow for process. Let the prosecutor bring the case and present evidence and let the judge decide. But at least let's make the starting line. If it's a felony, then the judge has the option, given these other things, the judge has the option to order that person held without bail, right?
Yes.
What are the chances? Are you going to introduce that as a provision, and what are its chances?
I am introducing that in the upcoming fall veto session. It will not be called in fall veto. I would love for it to be called and discussed, John, but this would be something more so in the spring. But I think as we see these gaps, unfortunately, but as these gaps get exposed, as this law is worked through the system around this state and various circuits over the next several months, you know, these gaps are inevitably going to be highlighted. I would like to get this addressed as soon as possible. Fall veto would be a wonderful time. Certainly going to request that, but, I think it's, I don't want to like any false expectations.
Probably fair enough. I mean, listen, it took a long time for this to get to where it is. If it takes months for it to get remedied or improved, I can wait. And to be clear about this, John, we're talking to John Curran, the Republican from Downers Grove, the Illinois Senate Republican leader. Now, you come to this from an interesting place, don't you? You were at the state's attorney's office in Cook County for almost two decades, if I'm not mistaken, and you have supported the idea of no cash bail. Am I right about those two things?
You are correct. I mean, I've worked those bond courts long ago, John, under the old system, actually for quite a while. And, I've always said there's nothing inherently safe about a cash bail, and there are some disparate outcomes that are not good. A dangerous person be able to post a lot, but they're wealthy, be able to post a lot of money and be out is a problem. And a poor person sitting in because they can't come up
that's
with $100 or $200 is a problem.
That's what this is here to remedy. One last thing, though. Here's what I want to happen. I want everybody that steals a car, whether I'm in it or not, whether you use a gun or not, if you steal a car, you cannot be released on bond. I want you to go to jail, and I want you to have a day in court. I want you to be found guilty, and I want you to do time. How reasonable is that?
John, all that would require is shifting the presumption that the presumption is one's detained. If you want to get serious about those crimes, that's the way to do it. That's the way to tackle it. The criminal enterprises around these stolen cars would adjust rather quickly if we actually took that type of serious stand on this. I'm not sure that's something that's going to be coming anytime soon.
John Curran is the Republican from Downers Grove, the Illinois Senate Republican leader. Good luck to you, John. I'm here anytime you want to talk more about this. Keep us posted, all right?
Will do. Thanks, John.